Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Tuesday, October 12th. First, the weather. South Florida will see a familiar pattern today. Rain chance is 40% and the afternoon high will be in the mid-80s, dropping to the mid-70s at night. Let's get things started in South Beach. Some of Miami Beach's biggest nightclubs are spending big money opposing a referendum that proposes to restrict alcohol sales past 2 a.m. Mango's Tropical Cafe and the companies that own the Clevelander Hotel and Twist Nightclub have spent a combined total of $275,000 on the campaign. The referendum is a non-binding straw ballot question pushed by the mayor. It asks voters if they would support changing the 5 a.m. closing time to 2 a.m. throughout the city. In food news, a local chef is harvesting his backyard for his new Coral Gables restaurant. Niven Patel will open Orno on October 14th in the Thesis Hotel. The feature of the restaurant is a wood fire oven where he can use the fresh crops he grows in acreage behind his homestead house. That means the taro root, Romano beans, okra, kale and Japanese eggplant grown on the farm will show up in different ways on his menus. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In real estate news, if you live in Brickell, you already believe you live in one of the coolest neighborhoods in the world. And now Time Out agrees with you. The media site just released its annual coolest neighborhoods list, and Brickell was just one of just 5 neighborhoods in the U.S. to get that honor. The others are Andersonville in Chicago, Chelsea in New York, Silver Lake in Los Angeles, and Central Square on the border of Boston and Cambridge. Time Out refers to Brickell as Miami's mini Manhattan. In sports news, quarterback De'Aaron King returned to the University of Miami this season to start winning again and give himself a better chance at being drafted by the NFL. But after injuring his throwing shoulder in September against Michigan State, it appears his storied college career is over. Miami coach Manny Diaz revealed on WQAM radio that King has decided to have surgery. That effectively ends his college career, unless he applies for a medical hardship waiver for 2022. Tyler Van Dyke is now the starting QB. Freshman quarterback Jake Garcia is also out after having surgery on an injured ankle. And finally, the civil rights of Florida voting icon Desmond Meade have been restored, allowing him to run for office, serve on a jury, and take the bar exam. Meade is one of the architects of the 2018 constitutional amendment that restored voting rights to many Floridians with felony convictions. His rights were restored under a new state clemency process approved by Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Cabinet in March. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.